B'tachon for life, Shir 1837, Yom Sheni B'Shabbos, Parshas Re'eh. The pasuk in Ashrei, Einei choy le'elecha yisaberu. The pasuk says the eyes of all creations turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with savor. That is the nature of all creations, like we explained. Ve'ata noisein lahem es achlam be'itai. And you, Ribbono Shel Olam, give every individual, every creature, what it needs, be'itai, in its proper time. Now, the point that the pasuk is making is that the creations understand that the Ribbono Shel Olam is their source of whatever they need. And therefore, they have savor towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, they expect that the Ribbono Shel Olam will give them what they need. The Aben Ezra explains that usually in a malchus it's the opposite. Usually the subjects of the king support the king. But by the Ribbono Shel Olam, he supports his subjects. Everything in this world is supported by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's important for us to understand that it starts with Yisaberu. It starts with the fact that they anticipate and they expect the Ribbono Shel Olam to give them what they need. It's natural for them. It's not a tremendous madriga for them to do it. But that's the fact. And when we say this pasuk, that's what we're supposed to internalize. The Ribbono Shel Olam set up a massive system. Every bug, every fish, every bird, there's a system in place. There's an ecosystem. This one eats that. This one eats this animal, etc., etc. And everything runs beautifully. Why? It all starts with Einei choy le'elecha yisaberu. The facts are that every single creation in this world anticipates and expects HaKadosh Baruch Hu's parnasa, and therefore they get it. The reason why the Ribbono Shel Olam gives to everyone what they need is because they turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as their source. When you feel savor, the Ribbono Shel Olam will give you also what you need. The difference is, for you it's challenging, and for the ant or for the bat or for the bird somewhere in Africa, it's not challenging. But the reason why the Ribbono Shel Olam created this massive system is to teach you that. Rely on him. Anticipate. Expect that he'll send you to Yeshua, and he will. Look around at this massive world and realize that the Ribbono Shel Olam sustains everything and everyone. Why? Because they rely on him.